The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daftet. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tenehenu b'gan Eden, Amen. We begin today's daf, panchet amud bet. And we are starting from the Tanu Rabbanan. It is across the Tosafot, Din Emet La'amito, a few lines below it, starting with Tanu Rabbanan, Gabbae Sadaka. These are the charity collectors. Enam Rasha'im Lefrosh Ze Mize. When the charity collectors are collecting in public, so they go two at a time, we said. So they shouldn't separate from each other. They should always go into the stores together, into the places where they're collecting together. Why not? So that she says, because it'll lead them, the people that have suspicion on them. People can say, oh, the reason why the guy broke off from his friend because he wants to pocket the money that he's collecting. So therefore, because of marit ayin, they're not allowed to separate from each other. But one guy, if he wants to go into one store, and the other guy wants to go into another store and collect, it's okay, so long as they're visible. But as she writes, he wants to collect from the people at the gate. So long as they're both visible, even though they're in two different places, so then already, we're not worried about a marit ayin. The charity collector's walking. He finds money in the marketplace. Now normally the halakha is he can keep it. And in this case, he also can keep it, but we're worried if he's going to put it in his pocket, the people are going to think that he's taking money of tzedakah. So it says, "Lo yitenem betok kiso." Don't put it in his pocket. Elan notam netok anekish of tzedakah. Let him put it in the wallet of the charity. When he's in private and he gets home, yitelem, then he'll take it. And the stake was, the mitziah is his. We're worried if he's going to put the money in his pocket, people are going to think he's putting charity in his pocket. And if he's stealing money from the tzedakah. So even the lost object that he finds, let him put it in the wallet of the tzedakah. And then when he comes home, he'll take the money out and put it in his own pocket. Similarly, let's say his friend owed him 100. The charity collector is owed 100. So the guy who borrowed the money sees him in the shuk and he pays him. Again, don't put it in his pocket because the people are going to think he's taking charity money and stealing it. Let him put it in the wallet of the tzedakah. Again, when he comes home, he'll settle up. The charity collectors collected money. But there's no aniyim, Baruch Hashem, there's no aniyim for them to give it to. And therefore, the coins that they have, what happens is they become rusty if they don't use them. So therefore, they want to change the coins in for newer coins or for silver coins. So the deen is they're not allowed to change it from their own money. Because we want them to be above the suspicion because the people are going to think that maybe they're not making the proper exchange rate. So therefore, it says, portan or portin la aherim. They can make the change by others, another money changer. Ve'en portin la atzman. But they don't change the money to themselves. As she says, "Portin perutot shegabu, the coins that they collected, lokhim din rechesef, they exchange them for silver coins. The fisha perutot shel nechoshet machlidot, because the copper coins they rust, and there's no aniim. So therefore, if they're going to sit in the guy's house, they're going to rust. So he wants to switch them with the silver. So the deen is ve'importin asman pen yachshedum sheportin bezol." Because the people are going to suspect them that they're making a cheaper exchange rate, and therefore they're taking money from the tzedakah. Gabbae tamhui. The tamhui used to give out food. And let's say, she'en them anim nahalek. Baruch Hashem, there's no anim to give out the food to. So what are they going to do with the food? They got to sell it before it goes spoiled. Mokhrin naharim. They sell the food to other people. Ve'en mokhrim na'atzman. But they can't sell the food to themselves. Because the concern is, again, they're going to give themselves a cheaper price, and the people are going to give them suspicion. Ma'ot shel tzedakah, en monin otam, shtayim, what does the Bach do for us? En monin otam, shtayim, shtayim. You don't count the bills, let's say, or the coins, two at a time. Ela ahat ahat, one at a time. What's the explanation? Nashi. Pen yomru shnayim unotel, ve'enu moneh ela ahat. Because we're worried if you're going to count two at a time, the people are going to suspect your counting methods. They're going to think you only count, you're taking two and you're only counting it as one, and he's going to pocket the other one. So therefore, they only have to count one at a time. One, two, three, nine. Don't take two and count two, because people are going to think you're taking two and you're only counting it as one. And the other one you're going to take. So therefore, that's a suspicion again. Amar Abaye, Meresh lo Abaye Yativ Mor Atzipe Debe Kineshta. Abaye said that initially, Mor would not sit, Mor is Rabah, would not sit on the rugs in the Bet Knesset. Because what happened? Because the Kupa used to collect money for the Tzedakot. Let's say there was no Aniyim, so they would take the, and they would use it for public funds, like we learned in the previous Gemara. And in this case, they bought a rug for the Bet Knesset. Now, Rabah held that, hey, the money was collected for charity. How are they spending it now for a rug in the Bet Knesset? So he didn't want to sit on it. He felt it was stealing, so he didn't want to benefit from the rug. However, Kevan Neshama Le'adetanya. But once he heard the Braita that said, V'neshanota Lechol Mashiyirtzu. Once he heard that he could switch the money for whatever you want, which is not only for Aniyim, you can switch the money even for public funds. Habayativ. So therefore, he sat. Right, comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbeye, Meresh, Hava Avid Mor. Initially, Rava used to make tre kise. He had two different wallets for the two different types of charities. Had Aniyah de Alma, Had Aniyah de Mata. One for the Aniyim of the world, and one for the Aniyim of the city. He would have two different accounts for the tzedakah. Kevan Neshamayel Adama de Shemuel, Lerav Tachlifa Baravdimi, when he heard what Shemuel told Rav Tachlifa bar Avdimi, which we learned earlier, what did he tell him? He told him that what? That you're allowed to switch the monies and you have no problem. So therefore, Avid Hatkisa. So he made one wallet. What's the difference? Anyway, since you can switch the monies from one tzedakah to another tzedakah, you don't have to make two wallets. Even one wallet is okay. Ve'atne ale, and he made a condition. What was the condition that he made? Matne imas sibul halakam lechol abah. He told the sibul, listen, I'm doing whatever I want with the money. Meaning, I'm going to give it to whoever I want. So therefore, put it in one wallet, make a condition. Therefore, don't got to worry. Whether it's the Anim of the Alma, the Anim of the city. So he also did it. So Rabbah also did that system. Avad Had Kisa, he made one wallet. Ve'atne alen, he made a condition with the people he collected from. Rav Asher Amar, Ana atnuye name lo tzarich na. I don't have to make a condition with the people. Why? Decho deka ate, adarta didi ate. Anybody gives me money, gives it al da'at, and I'm going to do what I want with it. So it's unspoken, but it's given. That what the people know. You're giving me the money al da'at, what I decide to do. I don't have to make the condition. As she says, Dechol da'ate latet ma'ot nekupa, is giving it al da'ati. There was no problem. Uman deba'ina, and to the person that I want, yavinana, I'll give it to. Therefore, you have no problem. Hanehu tabahe. Okay, there were butchers, two butchers. De'avde inyana b'hade hadade. They made a deal amongst themselves. What's the deal? One day, one shochet makes shechita. The other day, the other guy makes shechita. The reason why they did that is because, number one, they didn't want to have competition between the two shochatim, and they didn't want too many animals to be slaughtered because it's going to cause the price to go down. So they made a system. You shochet today, I'll shochet the next day. But they penalized each other, and they said, Dechol man de'avid biyomad de'chavre. Anybody that's shochet on the day of his friend, nikri'ua le'mashche. We're going to cut the hide that he takes from his animals. Now normally the shochet gets the hide. You're going to shochet on the day out of turn, we take the hide and we cut it. Meaning you're not going to benefit from the hide. That was the deal that they made. Sure enough, what happened? Azal had minayu, avad biyomad de'chavre. One of the shochetim went, and of course he worked on the day of his friend. Kar'u le'mashche. Sure enough, they took the hide, exactly like they stipulated, and they ripped it. Atuna came to Rava, then I came to Rava. There was claims. He came along and said, hey, he has no right to rip my hide. The other guy said, what are you talking about? We made a condition. So guess what Rava was posek? Haibinu Rava l'shelume. They told the other butcher, you got to pay him. You got to pay him for his hide. You had no right to rip it. You had no right to do such a thing. What do you mean? So here's the question from a brayta which we learned already on yesterday's daf. Ulhasiya al kisatam, which means we learned that a city is allowed to make takanot, and then they're allowed to penalize for those that break the takanot. Which means, for example, they can make price fixing. The city can decide you can't charge more for a certain item. And if anybody charges more, they can make a penalty. Or they can make a takana, how much is the minimum wage that you pay workers? And if somebody doesn't follow it, you can also, they can penalize on their takanot. That's ulasiya al kitzatam. Means you're able to penalize on their conditions. So the same thing over here. They made a condition amongst themselves, and that was the penalty that they decided. So why did Rabbah say that you have to pay him back for his hide? L'chara, that was the condition, and the penalty should be standing. Anyway, after they asked the question on Rabbah, he didn't get scared from the Braita. Lo adale, he didn't retract. Rabbah amar, Rabbapa, lo adale, Rabbah. Rabbah did not retract. Amar Rabbapa, Shapir avad lo ehdar le midi. Which means he's good. Rava's right for not retracting. He was right. Why? Hani mi liechad ilik adam hashuv, aval echad ik adam hashuv lav kol kiminayu dematnu. When was that braita saying that the people in the city can make takanot? That when there's no adam hashuv in the city, so they make takanot. They got to have their takanot. But in a place where there's a gadol adam hashuv in the city, you have to consult with the adam hashuv. You cannot pull rank on the adam hashuv and start making tekanot in the city without consulting with adam hashuv. Therefore, their tenai is batel. Therefore, Rava's right. The bright over there was just talking about where there was stam. The people in the city without adam hashuv or with the consult of them. Where there's adam hashuv, there's nothing to talk about. So therefore, he went back and told him to return the items. Unless they would have done it, as she says, Bifanav. If they did it in front of him, then of course it would have been binding. Tanu Rabbanan, En mahashivim bistaka im gabae sadakah. You don't take an accounting from the collectors of the sadakah, what they did with the sadakah. Which means you trust them. They collected the sadakah. You don't say, oh, give me a list, who you gave it to, what you gave it to. Gabae sadakah, they're trusted. En mahashivim bistaka im gabae sadakah. Ve'lo be'gdesh im ha'gizbarim. Nor Hegdesh, let's say, you give something to the Hegdesh, now the administrator of Hegdesh called the Gizbar, the treasurer, he takes the Hegdesh. You don't ask him what you did with it, where'd you put it, you trust him. Even though there's no actual pasuk explicitly on this, Zecher Adavad, there's a remez to it. Why? Shene Emar, the pasuk says, Ve'lo yehashivu et ha'anashim, asher yitnu et ha'kesef al yadam, לתת לעושי המלאכה כי באמונה הם עושים. That is what's talking about when they were collecting money for the Beit HaMikdash. So it says they didn't question the people over there what they were doing with the money. כי באמונה הם עושים. They did it באמונה. Now the Gemara, why is that's a perfect proof. Why does the Gemara only say, even though it's not a proof to win zechel of the money? You see, clearly they collected money and then they trust them. So Tosfot says one answer. He says, Shani atam shayu tzadikim gemurim. But of course, you're not going to question them because they were tzaddikim gemurim that were doing the Beit HaMikdash. But maybe on a regular charity collector, maybe you do have to question them. Kavash Falana, you don't question me. That's why it's a zechet. Look at Rashi. She has a different shot. Fourth line. She'en la'yal deva. De'lo b'gabei tzedakah ketiv. Because really, this pasuk is not talking about charity collectors. Ela b'gizbarei hekdesh. That was talking about the treasurers of the Beit HaMikdash. Hanotnim. It's got that gimel in the bach. Okay, anotim le'osei ha'melacha. Okay, they would give their money to the osei ha'melacha. She'po'alim mirum, there was a lot of workers in the Beit HaMikdash. Le'melachot arbe, le'godrin, to the weavers, chosbei ha'even, to the stone cutters, katafim, to the carriers, the porters, hamarim is the donkey people that carry the donkey drivers, ve'le'kotratzim, abdei mahsab, v'yeshala, what are the hashbon? You cannot calculate what you gave this one, what you gave that. So many bills I have to pay. So it was impossible to calculate. They're so tarud on the workers, they don't know what they gave out. So they didn't even ask them for an accounting. So similarly, zechel ledavar, just like my gizbarei hekdesh, they didn't question. So to my gabay tzedakah, which is a similar item, they don't question exactly for the full account of what they gave to the aniim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, afapi sheyesh lo la'adam gizman ne'eman b'toch beto. Even though a person doesn't say a treasurer in his house, it gives out the tzedakot for him, yetzud b'yimneh. Even though you trust him, like we just learned, you don't even ask him for an accounting, what he did. However, when you give him the money, you should count it before you give it to him. Yetzud v'yimneh. Count and give. We put, not yetzud, yetzud means tie it up, tie the money up, and bundle it up and give it to him and count it. Shnei emad, v'yetzudu v'yimnu. Over there in the same pesukim over there, when it's talking about when the money was given to the gizbarim and the Beit HaMikdash, they tied the money up in a bundle and they counted. It means they told him, I'm giving you 2,000 such money. So it was, at least it was a number. Amar Ravuna comes along and says, as she says, by the way, there. You're not going to come to ask him for an accounting. Fine, that's the way to do it. Even though you trust him. Amar Ravuna, botkim lemezonot ven botkim lekesut. A guy comes to you, he needs food. Botkim the mezonot, you have to check him out. Maybe he's a faker. Maybe he doesn't need food. So therefore, botkim, you have to investigate before you give a guy food. Ve'em botkim the kisut. When a guy comes for clothes, you don't check. You give him right away. What's the logic? Either I can go with a pasuk or I go with logic. What's the logic? The guy without clothes on, when he comes, he's bazui. He's embarrassed. He's standing there almost without clothes on. So therefore, right away, take him out of his embarrassment. The guy without food, yeah, he might be hungry, but he's not embarrassed. So therefore, there's time to make an investigation. But to leave somebody in an embarrassed state, we don't want. As she says, "Botkin the mezonot in ba ani v'amat panesuni, botkin shlo yiramai." You make sure that he's not a crook. Ve'en botkin the kesut ba arum. He's naked. V'amar kesuni, cover me up. Look, hey kesut miyad. Okay. Ibaite makra, or I can learn it from a pasuk. Halo peros le'ra'av lahmecha. What did it say? Peros. Spread your hand out to give it to the bread to the poor people. Beshin ketiv. So read it perosh vehadar havle, which means read it as a, it's written with a sheen. So perosh literally like spread out your hand, right? But we could read it with a sheen. Perosh means interpret, which means first interpret to see if he's really worthy of the mezonot, perosh le'ra'av lahmecha, then give the hungry your bread. That means you have a right to investigate. Ve'hatam kiti, but when it comes to clothes, what does it say? Ki tir'e arum v'chisito. Once you see a guy that doesn't have clothes on, right away, cover him up. Ki tir'e le'altar. The second you see him, meaning you don't even have to make an investigation. So that's the sevara, and that's the kira. The Rabbi Yehuda Amar, this is the exact opposite. Bodkim nechsut. You check a guy out, investigating when he comes for clothing. Then bodkim the mezonot. But you don't check him out when he comes to mezonot. What's the logic? Iba etema sevara, iba etema kira. Iba etema sevara, hai kam et sa'arale, ma lo kam et sa'arale. The guy that's hungry isn't sa'ar. He's in pain. Take him out of his pain. The guy who's not clothed, that doesn't mean he's not clothed totally. He has something to protect him, at least from the elements. He just needs another more clothing. He's not betzar at that moment. Therefore, you have time to investigate. We have another interpretation from the pesukim. They read the pasuk like it's written. Peros with a samich. Peros le'ra'av lahmecha, which means what? Like we said, spread your hand out to the anim to give them bread. The atan, peros the atan. He doesn't learn perosh. He learned it with a samich. They will peros, spread your hand and give it to the ghanim immediately. Uktekarina, like you read it, right? Peros. The seed and the samich sounds the same way. The atan kiti, but it says by the clothes, kitir e arum vichasito. When you see the arum, the bear person, and you'll cover him up, kishir e lecha. He's learning the pasuk when it seems to you. When it seems, when you see it fit, means you have to investigate. Kishir'e, when it seems fit to you to give the guy the clothes, then already give it to him. So it's machloket. Tanya kivated Rav Yehuda. We have a bright at the son of Yehuda, which is botkim lechsut, the end botkim lemezonot. Amar, the guy comes to you, kasuni, give me clothes, botkim ahalav, you check him out. Panesuni, give me panasa, give me bread. And both keys. So it's a bright that clearly supports Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Tena natam. And pochatim le'ani
Ha'over mimakom lemakom.
You have ani, a wayfarer. He's coming to the city that day, and he asks for food. How much are you supposed to give him? You're supposed to give him bread. How much bread are you supposed to give him? So it says, mikikar, you give him a loaf of bread, bepundion, the amount that a pundion is able to buy. Now, how much is bread going on the market? Me'arba se'in besela, which means bread that you could buy four se'ah per sela, a pundion of that. A pundion basically is going to get him a half a kav of bread. If you want to see the math, Rashi gives it to you. Memka, mekikar bepundion. Kikar, a loaf. Halakuah bepundion. That's bought for pundion. How much could you buy for pundion? It's a coin. Kishilokin arba se'in hitin. When four se'ah of wheat are sold besela. So when you do that, umagia le pundion. So a pundion's worth is going to be how much? Hatsi kav. That's basically the bottom line. Shasela memchet pundiyinun. Okay? So the sela is what? 48 pundiyun. Ve'arba se'in. And four se'ah is how much? Memchet hatsae kabin. 48 half kabin. So therefore, one pundiyun will get you half a kav. Based on the calculation that we said. Ve'achen banishu tochen ve'ofer mechet bashuk. And the Hanbani, the merchant, he does all the work. He grinds the wheat, and he bakes it, and he sells it. Mistaker, he makes a profit, mehsa. He makes a profit of half. Haresh shenotin kikar shel rova akav. Oh, so you're giving a loaf of bread, which is quarter of a kav, bepundiyon, because he takes half himself. So therefore, it should buy a half a kav. But you guys make a profit. So therefore, you end up giving him a quarter of a kav of bread. That's the basic shi'ur. When a pundion can buy.
Okay.
That is the deen. However, the Mishnah, the Braita continue. And Mishnah continues. Which, by the way, incidentally, that'll take care of two se'udot. That's the concept we're trying to calculate over here, by the way. You got to give Ani two se'udot per day. So this should last him two se'udot. So he'll eat an eighth of a kav of bread for each se'udah. Lan, that's only if he's a wayfarer. He's just traveling to through the city. But if he sleeps in the city, notim lo panasat lina. You got to take care of his night panasa. What's that? My panasat lina. I'm on a papa puria. You got to give him a bed. Ube sadya a pillow. That kar latet menashotav. So that's a necessity. Bed and a pillow if he wants to stay overnight. Shabbat. Now, of course, on Shabbat there's no two se'udot. Notim lo bazon shalos se'udot. You got to give him food for the shalos se'udot. Do you understand? There's a whole calculation over here. We'll try to do the Tosafot in a second. Actually, when are you giving it to him? So look at Tosafot for a second. Shabbat, notim lo bazon shalos se'udot. Perush, b'Shabbat b'sahorayim. Shabbat afternoon. What's the bach? Okay. Ki otan shtei se'udot shenatan lo etmol be'erev Shabbat. On Friday they gave him two se'udot. When did they eat the two se'udot they gave him on Friday? Achal lel Shabbat v'Shabbat shacharit. So he ate one on Friday night and one on Shabbat by the morning. V'shalosh se'udot shenotnim lo b'Shabbat yochal achat b'Shabbat besuda shlishit v'achat nemotzei Shabbat. ושלישית ישנו לו מחר בדרך שלא ירח ילך רקם. Okay, so that's at least one shita, the way Tosafot understands it. That you're giving him the three seudot, starting seuda shlishit, and he has a melave malkah, like a dinner, and then he has a breakfast the next morning. Okay. Tana. אם היה מחזיר לפתחים. Let's say you have a collector. He's a professional collector. He goes from door to collect money. אין נזקקים לו. You don't give him from the charity of the city. He's collect. What does he need the charity of the city for? Charity of the city is for people that don't collect from door to door. This guy's getting money from the people. You don't give him. Hahu anya story. There was a poor guy. Da'ava mahazir ala petachim. He was going collecting from door to door. Da'atal kamed la papa. He came in front of la papa. Lo mizdakikle. La papa said, "See you later. I'm not giving you anything." You're collecting from door to door. I'm not going to give you.
Amar le Rav Sama bar Rav Yiba le Rav Papa. Imol lo mizdakik le inis shaharim lo mizdakik le.
If you're not going to give him anything, the people are going to learn from you, and they're not going to give him anything. Limut? Well, what do you want the guy to die?
What's the bet? Limut vehat tanya. Didn't we learn? So he tells him back.
Rav Papa tells him back. What are you talking about? Braita says, if he collects from the doors, you don't got to give him. So what are you telling me? Let him collect.
Amale en nizikim l'matana meruba, aval nizikim l'matana mu'etet.
It means you don't got to give him a big gift, but you got to give him something. You can't turn records. If you're not going to give him anything, the people are going to think that he's not worthy. He's not going to give him anything. So then you have to just give him something just to so the guy will be able to collect from the door. Okay.
Amar Abaseh, le'olam al yimna adam atzmo melatet shilishit ha-shekel b'shana.
Wow, that's a small amount. A person should not limit himself or not refrain from giving to tzedakah at least a third of a shekel per year. Okay, that's the minimum of mitzvah tzedakah.
De mahsoro. Harambam's language is quote to Rambam. She'adam she'en yadom maseget. The guy can't afford to ta'aniyeh de mahsoro. La'ani de mahsoro. He cannot give ta'ani's needs. Noten lo kofi ha'segah. He'll give according to what you can afford. Ve'kama. Ad hamishit b'nechasav. 20% mitzvah mina mufhar. Asirit min hakazav, 10% benoni. Pachot mikan ayin ra'ah. Less than 10%, guy's a miser. Ayin ra'ah, bel ay. Ul'olam lo yimna atzum mishlishit ha-shekel, minimum a third of a shekel, v'chol ha-notem pachot mizeh lo kiyem mitzvah.
Less than a third, you've not fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah. That is the minimum. Okay, so we have lo kiyem mitzvah tzedakah kelal. Okay.
What's the le'olam? So the Ritva says, "Afilu en aniim bimkomo."
Even if there's no aniim in his town, what am I going to give tzedakah for? Matrisha, put it on the side. So when the aniim finally surface, the money is there for them.
Okay,
go give it to a different city.
Or le'olam means even if you're having a hard time yourself, you should not refrain from giving a minimum amount of tzedakah. Even the aniim hayav. Okay. Good. Shere Emar. We have a pasuk to prove this over here. Ve'he'emadnu alenu mitzvot latet alenu shilishit ha-shekel bashana la'avodat bet Eloheinu.
Clearly you see, so shilishit ha-shekel, that was the minimum amount they gave the year, at least for the Beit HaMikdash.
Amar Avaseh, shekula sedakah keneged kol ha-mitzvot. The sedakah is equal in weight to all the mitzvot. How do we know that? Shne'emar ve'aymadnu alenu mitzvot. When it says they gave the tzedakah to the Beit HaMikdash, it doesn't say mitzvah. Mitzvah in ketiv kan ela mitzvot. To show that the mitzvah is mitzvot. That all the tzedakah person gives is keneged all the mitzvot. Okay. Tosfot on the bottom. Ve'afagadai kenagabe Beit Elohim. That was for the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Who said that tzedakah? Dainu Beit Kabbal Koshkin Tzedakah.
Okay, Beit Kabbal is for the maintenance of the Beit HaMikdash. Koshkin Tzedakah, which is more of a need, that's
the Koshkin person is going to be like it's fulfilling all the mitzvot. Okay. Very good. Siman Gadol Mikdash Moshe. Amar Bilazar. Gadol HaMe'aseh Yoter Mina'aseh.
A person that causes others to give is greater than the one that gives himself. It's a mitzvah to enlist others to do mitzvot. That's called hamme'aseh. One that causes others is greater than the one that does himself.
Shnei Emar, v'ayam ma'aseh ha-sedakah shalom.
The action of the tzedakah will bring peace.
V'avodat ha-tzedakah hashket v'betach ad olam.
Which means, as she says, ma'aseh ha-sedakah torach ha-ma'asim ha-me'asim et chavrehem. It doesn't say Vaita Tzedakah. It doesn't just say your charity will bring you peace. The ma'aseh of the tzedakah. What's the ma'aseh of the tzedakah? Going and enlisting other people to give. That's where the ma'aseh is. And so that's more Torah. It's easier to give than to go and subscribe other people and solicit other people to give. So the Gemara is saying, because it's difficult, gadol ha-me'aseh, yotanos, that's what, v'ya ma'aseh ha-tzedakah, shalom. The actions that are entailed in the collecting of the tzedakah to go bring others, that is a tzedakah that lasts, it says, ashkir ha-bedach ad olam. I once heard a derasha on this, that out of context, that our rabbis tell us that it's a mitzvah to do the mitzvot behidur. You're supposed to do the mitzvah in a beautiful way. Ze'eli ve'anvehu. But a person does not have to spend more than a third of the mitzvah to hidur. Which means whatever he's paying for the mitzvah, he can add up to a third extra for hidur. More than that, he doesn't have to. And to that, they say that the Gemara says in Baba Kama, hidur mitzvah al shlisha mitzvah. That hidur mitzvah is until a third of the mitzvah. Now, greater is a person that does the mitzvah behidur than a person that does the mitzvah plain. Gadol ha-me'aseh, ha-me'aseh la-shetevot. Hidur mitzvah ad shlisha mitzvah. Gadol ha-me'aseh, great is the one that does the mitzvah behidur. Yotam na-oseh, ragil. More than the guy does it just in a plain way. That's a remez to that Gemara. Okay, comes the Gemara now and talks about also the zikhuyot of the person has that gives the tzedakah. Now, before we go further, there is a Ben Ish Chai over here that says, why is the mitzvah of tzedakah equivalent to all the mitzvot? You know, tzedakah is great. What's pshat connected to all the mitzvot? Shayedin etinat tzedakah efshal lahayot ani erotel lamut. Guy's dying of famine. By giving him a couple of coins, you can save him. Or ani chone, or he's sick, he doesn't have medicine. And therefore, as a result, you're saving him, now you can fulfill the ultimate Torah mitzvot. So you're enabling somebody else to do all the mitzvot by giving him life. So therefore, it's like you can fulfill the ultimate mitzvot, because you can only fulfill the mitzvot if you have life. So therefore, by giving somebody life, it's like you can fulfill the ultimate mitzvot. For the rest of his life, you have his zichut in his mitzvot, because you gave him life. Okay, comes the... Right, the Abed says the reason why the one that solicits others is greater than the guy who just gives, because of the elbonot, because of the embarrassment, because of the rejection. The person goes to collect tzedakah, a lot of times the people on the side say, get out of here, don't bother me, and all that, and they just hang up on the phone, so it's an embarrassment. So therefore, that mitzvah is greater. To write a check, it's easy. A guy's generous, he writes a check, but to take the elbonot, gadol ha-me'aseh yoter menaoseh. Continues, zakah, that she says, le-mazal tov. A person, let's say, has good mazal. God gave him beracha, and he fulfills what it says in the pasuk: "Halo paros la'ra'ev lachmecha." I mean, if he has a zechut, like we just said, he has mazal tov, he'll use his money and give it to the tzedakot. Lo zacha, but if he doesn't have mazal tov, meaning he's not going to give his money to the tzedakot, he doesn't have good luck to give. What's going to be the end of the pasuk? Va'aniim mirudim tavi bayit. The government, which is called Aniim Mirudim, these wailing paupers, that's the Romans, that would confiscate the money of the people. They're going to come and take the money that you should have given to Tzedakah. So therefore, you don't have good mazal, you didn't give your money to Tzedakah, it's going to be taken away. The Romans were going to come and they're going to confiscate it. Amalu Rabal Abde Mechoza B'matuta Minayku, please, Usu Bahade Hadade, force each other to give Tzedakah. So there'll be shalom in the malchut. So the taxes will not go up, and they won't confiscate your money and take it from you. So you see, Bal Minan, when people stop giving tzedakah, so then the taxes start to go up, and the government starts to confiscate the money, which is going to go be taken away one way or another. In recent times, people made b'li'an ala shem shmon alehim. Tremendous amounts of profits. There was the greatest economy in maybe American history in such a small amount of time. How much wealth was gathered. And of course people did give tzedakah, but the question might be, did they give tzedakah commensurate to what they were making? We just saw shi'urim, 10%, 20%. The person's making 100 million and he throws a million to the tzedakah. It sounds like a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money commensurate to what he's making. So therefore, some will argue, based on this Gemara, that after such a great amount of prosperity, and maybe not fulfilling the tzedakot like we're supposed to, because people wanted to hoard the money. Exactly what came next was the government coming in just for taxes. Everybody's taxes started to rise, and all different sorts of shedding of wealth. That means it's going to be taken away. But now it's taken away. It's not given to the tzedakot. Even though the Gemara says now,
Adam shokel shiklo.
In the olden days when the temple was around, guy would take his machasita shekel that he had to give every year for the korbanot and the sibur. That was his kapara. Today, what's the kapara for the people? Tzedakah. Tzedakah is mechaperet instead of the korbanot. Which means the aniyim, when they eat the food that you give them, it's like they're eating korbanot. It's like they're bringing a sacrifice. And it's mechaperet like the korban that is on the mizbeach. Or for that matter, the achdasat orchim. You bring aniyim to your house. And you feed them, the table is like a mizbeach. And the aniyim that are eating at the table, it's like you're bringing korbanot.
Oh, so now what does it say? V'im lav. But if you don't give the tzedakah, ba'in ovdei kochavim, v'notlim bizroa, the goyim are going to come, and they're going to take the money by force. V'afal pichin. But even so, Gemara says, nechshav lahem nistaka. Interesting. Gemara says that even though the money was confiscated and taken by the goyim, it's considered as if it went to tzedakah shne'emar, v'nogsayich tzedakah. What your oppressors took from you will be considered tzedakah. Now what's the logic in that? So one logic is, because when they take the money from the rich people, so now they lower the taxes on the poor people. So therefore your money indirectly helped the poor guy save money. Because now they lower taxes on people that are needy. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is, when they accept the gezerah upon themselves, b'simcha, Borei Olam considers it tzedakah. They accept the gezerah. This is the gezerah din on us, that the money has been taken away. Anachnu mekablim. Oh, you mekabel, Borei Olam says, that zechut itself, ve'emin b'Hashem, the emunah that you have in Hashem, v'yachshaveh lo tzedakah. We consider that already as a form of tzedakah. You're accepting upon yourself the judgment. Another interpretation may be that when you give the money to the government, sometimes the government uses it for social programs, for the welfare and for the food stamps and for the, so the aniyim end up getting the money somehow in a welfare program. So therefore, they considered as a tzedakah, even though that wasn't your kavanah. Tzedakah doesn't need kavanah. Bizar natan evyonim. Even though the money is scattered from you, even though you have no idea that you gave it, you lost it. You didn't give it. It's considered as if you gave bizar natan. Now, we just have to go back 1 second. Why is tzedakah mechaperet? Like it says over here, in all the days, shekel was mechaperet, because that was a korban ola. Over here, today tzedakah is mechaperet. So the Maharal says something very interesting. He says that the person's money is considered like him. Like we learned at the end of Baba Kama, kol hagozeret chavero shaveh peruta, kiilu notel nishmato mimenu. When you take money from a person, you're taking his being, his essence. So therefore, the person and his money are one. He worked for his money, he toiled for his money, so, and the money is a piece of him. So then when you take that money from a person, you're taking him. When a person gives up that money, it's like it's a human sacrifice. It's like he's bringing himself as a korban. Therefore, it's mechaperet, because the challenge of giving from his own self. Amar Rava. Hi milta, this item, this hadush, ishta'eli ula. Now, ula, over here is not ula. Ula. Ula is a nickname for Rav Sheshat. Ula means the olel. Olel is a tinok. He says, the child told me the following. And they nicknamed ula, they nicknamed Rav Sheshat the following. They nicknamed him ula, Meshagesh or Hated de Ime,
the one that caused his mother to do something crazy. So again, the following was told to me by the child that caused his mother to do something crazy. Now, we will see the story in a minute, what Rav Sheshat did that caused his mother to do something that was crazy. That's coming up. But let's see what the Hadush was first.
Mishemed Rabbi Azan, my dichtiv, what does it mean in the tzedakah? Vayilbas tzedakah Kasiryon. Kasiryan. Now, what's a siryan?
Siryan is like a shield that the soldiers wear that's made up of kaskasim. Kaskasim are like metal discs that are on top of each other. And that's like a certain type of armor. Right, an armor that they wear. So it says that tzedakah is like the armor that the soldiers wear.
How? Lomar lecha, ma siryon ze, siryan, kol klipa uklipa.
How do they make the armor? It's made up of little discs. But each disc of metal eventually adds up to make a full coat of armor.
Mitztaref et siryon gadol, av tzedakah kol peruta upruta, mitztarefet lechashbon gadol. Each penny, each dollar, whatever it is, eventually, peruta peruta, mistarefet lechashbon gadol, which means a guy shouldn't say to himself, "What's I'm gonna give him a dollar? What's my dollar gonna do?" No, your dollar and his dollar, and if he does this to a lot of people, it's gonna end up to lechashbon gadol. That's it's a way to the Gemara to motivate you not to be concerned if you're only giving a small amount, but if everybody would give a small amount, it's mistarefet levar gadol. Now. The Maharal explains over here. She'en mitzvat tzedakah domeh l'shar kol ha-mitzvot. Bechol ha-mitzvot, kasher adam mekayim mitzvah achat mispar pa'amim, you do a mitzvah over and over, en kol ha-asiyot mitztarfot l'chlal mitzvah achat gedolah.
Right. When you do other mitzvot, each mitzvah is separate. The mitzvot that you did repetitively don't eventually become one big mitzvah. You did 100 mitzvot, you get 100.
Ela kol ha-asiyot mitzvot mitzvah yechidit. Lemashal, when a person takes challah from a dough, you take challah this Friday, you take challah the next Friday. The challah you took the next Friday is not included to the, accounted to the challah you gave last Friday. Each one is a separate mitzvah. Aval ein afreshot mistarfot, because each isa is separate. Aval hatzedakah enoken, she'im hayom noten adam peruta, ulmahar od peruta, and you ended up giving elef zeuvim. We don't look at it as if he gave, such and such amount of perutot.
Wow. We look at it as if he gave 1,000, which means a guy was on a plan. He gave $5 a week, and then he gave the next $5. Now, it's easier to give $5 than to give $5,000 in one shot, sometimes. So therefore, the hadush is once you're going to get to the 5,000, Borei Olam will consider it the hashbon gadol, like you gave the 5,000 in one shot. Which means the mitzvah of tzedakah becomes cumulative. Whereas in other mitzvot, no, each mitzvah is separate. At the end of the year, we don't say, oh, he gave 50 pounds of challah. No, he gave a little piece of challah every Friday, the challah, whatever the shi'ud was. But in tzedakah, once you get to the final, which means, it's an interesting point to the Mitzvah, if a person makes a $1,000 donation, and he pays it $100 a month. But the credit is not going to get like he gave 100. When he finally pays it up, you get the credit as if you paid it as 1,000, which it seems is a higher mitzvah.
Is it better to get 10 mitzvot?
No, it seems that paying the 1,000 is greater than the 10 smaller mitzvot that he's going to get. It's mistarefet lechashbon gadol. That's the point of the Maharal.
He says, "In an osher tzedakah gedolah shel elef zeuvim shekol matshim tzedakah shalav shem echad tzedakah v'lachen hakomets lechashbon echad gadol." That's the way he says it. That's only in the beginning of his charity. Once you're a seasoned giver, it's always better to give more than less to many. Rambam says only in the beginning of your charity, to train you, it's better to give a little to many people. But once already you're trained in giving, then it's better to give a lot to less people. Because what is a guy going to do with a dollar? Take care. When you're giving a dollar to the guy in the beginning, you're doing it for yourself. To train yourself just to give a dollar. Now, once you're ready now to give, now give the guy
100 or 1,000 or 10,000.
Well, again, depending on his needs. It's better to settle the needs of an ani, to settle it, than to give less, where you're not going to settle it to many people. Unless he's going to get it from other people. The many hashbarot, obviously. Unless you make a deal where he'll get it from many people. Then already, piruta mistarep, that was one gado.
Called Peruta Mitzvah Yachashbon Gadol. Rabbi Hanina Amar Me'acha. Rabbi Hanina says the same concept from here. Uchbeged Idim. like a disgusting garment, kol tzedkotenu, all of our charities. He says, Rashi. Let's just get Rashi on this here. Kedem targem hinan. V'yasad v'aedi. V'chen ma'ada beged b'yom kara. V'kol makom makish tzedakah l'beged. Tzedakah tzedikim l'beged agon v'jiz. The tzedakah of the Rishaim is like a dirty garment. That even though they gave tzedakah, doesn't take care of the avonot that they did. V'sheheked the tzedikim, that tzedakah is like a beautiful garment. Anyway, my beged ze kol nimah v'nimah mesnev v'the beged gadol, just like a garment. Every stitch, what is a garment made out of? Individual stitches. But each stitch, each thread, eventually makes up the whole garment. Av tzedakah ko peruta peruta mestaref ed chashbon gadol. Okay, now the Gemara goes back. Why did they call that sheshat, the child that made his mother do something crazy? Amai karu le'ula meshagesh orhate de'imeh. The child that was mishagesh, that caused his mother to do something shocking. One time Rabbi Ahdavavi, rabbi's name, asked the Sheilat to Rav Sheshat. What's the Sheilat? Nothing to do with anything we're learning now. Stop a question. We're getting to the story of how Rav Sheshat caused his mother to do something strange. The story was like this. He asked him a Sheilat. Minayin lemetzora bime sefuro shemetame adam. Odd question. A mitzvah is a guy that has leprosy. Bimes sefuro, he counts 7 days. The way of the mitzvah is he has a mitzvah on his hand or his body, so he becomes tamir. He cannot become tahor until he goes through a process. If the Kohen looks at it and says it is indeed tzara, he becomes a mitzvah muhlat, it's confirmed, then he has to go through the process. What's the process? He has to, first of all, cure himself and follow the following purification. He has to bring birds. He has to take a haircut and he has to wash in a mikveh. Okay? And his garments as well. Now, after that, he's permissible to come into the camp. Until that point, he is excommunicated from the camp. However, he still has to count an additional 7 days where he has limitations. On the seventh day, the second seventh day of his calculation, he shaves again, and he goes to the mikveh again, and on the eighth day, he brings korbanot, and now he is complete. The days between the two haircuts are called yemei sefiro. The days between the two teglachot are yemei sefiro. So the shela is, during yemei sefiro, the term of his countings, counted seven, he brought birds, he did he counts again seven, it's me korban. During that last seven, does he mitame adam? If a mitzvah touches a guy, is that going to cause him tumah? That's the sheila. Dashi. Bimesefuro bishat yamim shebin dalat tzipurim labaat korbanotav. Pishtama bimehaluto. When he becomes confirmed, for sure he's mitame adam. It kish lemet mitame af be'ohel. He's like a mit. Just like a mitzvah is metameh be'ohel, if a mitzvah goes into the oil, it's metameh. So I'm not worried about the yemei haluto. I'm talking about after already he started the process of tahara. He already brought his birds. He already went to the mikveh. Now the shaila is, if he touches Adam, will the mitzvah be exude tum'ah to an Adam? That was the shaila they asked Rav Sheshat. Amalo, so he tells him back, hu ilu metameh begadim, metameh Adam. It's very simple. If he's metameh begadim, the begadim that the mitzvah is wearing, have become tameh. So the chaura, just like his metameh is begadim, normally an avatum'ah is metameh, the begadim that's on him. So avatum'ah is metameh, Adam as well. I mean, begadim and Adam seemingly go hand in hand. That's what he answered. Mashi says, deha b'yom ha-shvi'i ketim v'chibes begadav. We know that. We know that on the 7th he has to put his clothes in the mikveh. So we know for sure he's metameh begadim. So what? He is metameh Adam. So Rabbi Ahdavavi comes back and says, who said? Amale dilma tum'a bechiburim shani. Maybe a tum'a to something that's attached to the mitzora is worse. Because maybe the clothes are part of him. So it's tafel to him. So therefore, I could argue, begadim is him. So just like he's tameh, he's metameh begadim. But who says he transfers to an Adam? Maybe tum'a bechiburim in attachment is different. Nashi. Tum'a bechiburim, kegon begdel lebusho. Haren kamu. אבל שאר בגדים הנוגעים בהם, הוא עושה, let's say he touches other garments that are not on him. וכן אם יגע באדם לא מתאמה, and he's going to prove it to you, גמרא. והסת נבלה.
We have a law. If you have an animal that was not slaughtered properly, it's called a נבלה. A נבלה exudes tum'ah. If a person comes and moves the נבלה, he becomes tame. The מתאמה בגדים. The garments that are on him are going to become tame.
ואינו מתאמה אדם.
But if he moves the Nebela, and he's touching an Adam when he moves the Nebela, the Adam does not become Tameh. So you see there's a difference between Begadim She'alav and Tum'at Adam.
I continue where I left off in Rashi. Rashi says, Teda, Shari HaMesit Nebela, somebody that moves a Nebela. Keti Beban Noset Nebzata Yechemes Begadav. Velo Ashkehan Delevi Avat Tum'at Letameh Adam Ushar Begadim.
So you see there's a Humrah on Begadim, but not the Gabe Adam. I can make a Chiluk. That was about Hadavavi's challenge back to Rav Sheshat.
Amar Leh, so Rav Sheshat comes back and says, Ve'ela Sheretz, I don't mean, I'll prove you from Sheretz. Temetame Adam Minalan.
How do you know a guy that has Tum'at Sheretz? He touched one of the Sheretzim, and then he touches Adam. How do we know that Tum'at Sheretz, a guy that touches Sheretz, how do we know that it's metameh? Sorry, ve'la sheretz, the metameh adam, stop. Sheretz the metameh adam, guy touches the sheretz. How do we know that sheretz the metameh adam?
Lav mishum the metameh begadim?
Don't we know it from the fact that the Torah also says that if a guy touches the sheretz, touches his begadim, his begadim become tameh, which means just like putumat sheretz, begadim and adam go together, right? He says, by the way, how do you know tumat adam by sheretz? You know it from Tumat Begadim. So just like the Begadim of someone that touches the Sheretz becomes Tameh, so too it's Metameh Adam, so it goes together.
Look at Rashi. Nothing. Amale, so the Rabbi tells him back, you can bring it out from Sheretz. Sheretz Be'ed Yaketiv Be. Oh, Isha Shini Gam Bechol Sheretz.
The Torah clearly says, if a guy touches the Sheretz, becomes Tameh. I don't need to learn Tumat Sheretz from Beged. Tumat Sheretz says, a guy touches the Sheretz, becomes Tameh. I'm asking you something that's not written. I'm asking you by Sara'at, if he brings his birds, how do you know that there is Tum'at Adam?
Ela Shekhvat Zera. Okay, Shesha answers him back. Shekhvat Zera, the Metameh Adam. Of course, Shekhvat Zera is Metameh the person. Minalan, how do you know it's Metameh the person? La Mishum Duh Metameh Begadim, Metameh Adam.
Oh, because just like Shekhvat Zera is Metameh Begadim, it's Metameh the guy. So if you see, Begadim and Adam go together.
He says, "Amad Sheikh Vazel Anami Beedja Ketiv Be." It says, "Beferush O Ish Lerabot Et Anogeya,"
which means the fact that it says O Ish. We learn from there that a person that's Nogeya B'Sheikh Vazera also becomes Tameh. So again, you didn't bring me a proof yet. All these Sheretz Adam is Metameh. It says it. Sheikh Vazera. It says it by Sarah Begadim. It says, but how do I know that the Metzorah is going to be Metameh Adam? And don't tell me, it's Metameh Beged, it's Metameh Adam. Because I can tell you, maybe Hamburim Shani. And don't bring me the other case that you see Adam and Beged, because those things are written explicitly. So basically, whatever Rav Sheshat tried to answer Rav Ahdavavi came and refuted.
Ahadar ve bebedihuta.
Anyway, Rav Ahdavavi answered Rav Sheshat in a joking manner. Because every time Rav Sheshat tried to answer, Rav Ahdavavi knocked him. So it seems in a joking way or in a jest way, Rav Ahdavavi, he made like a gesture of a joke to Rav Sheshat, as if he's saying, whatever you're saying, I'm getting you.
Anyway, Rav Sheshat got upset. Halaj da'ted Rav Sheshat.
From the back and forth and Rav Ahdavavi's reaction of the joke, it offended Rav Sheshat.
Ishtik, Rab Ahdavavi.
Rab Ahdavavi lost his ability to speak. No, which means, because every time he was telling him an answer of Sheshat, Rab Ahdavavi was disproving him. So it seems at the end, he did something as a gesture, as if, you know, here we go again, like, you know, not an answer. So Rab Sheshat got offended, and Rab Ahdavavi lost his ability to speak. Ishtik, he went mute.
Not only that, Ishtik Rab Ahdavavi bar ami, ve'etyaket Talmudei,
forgot all his learning.
Atya ime, the mother of Rav Sheshat came now, veka bachya kameh.
She came to cry in front of her son, please cure the rabbi. It seems she felt bad because the Gemara says, you don't want to be the cause of somebody else's punishment. It says, "Kol hane'inash al yedei havero," if somebody is the cause of the punishment of his friend, so Chas v'Shalom, it affects him, he gets punished as well. So therefore, she saw her son punish Rav Nachtaravi. So therefore, she went to her son and she started crying in front of him. Savcha, savcha. Ve'la ashgachma. He paid no attention to her. Amra le, hazeh lehane hadyai. She exposed herself. And she said, look at these breasts that nursed you. Dematzit minayhu. That you nursed from. Now, she caused...
Baby.
Wow. Look at the breast that you nurse from. And therefore she says what? She did something that was shocking. So that's why they nicknamed him that. The young one that caused his mother to do, because if he would have listened to her originally, she wouldn't have to do that. But she wanted to get his attention. So she went and she exposed herself to show, hey, listen, I'm here, you gotta listen to me. So they nicknamed him, Ulam Mishagish Urhate, Dimebai Rahame Ale. Anyway, he prayed for the rabbi, Ve'itse, and he got better. Gemara continues, Udatan Allah. Once already, we're coming to this subject already about the Mitzorah. That's in the second 7 days before they bring the Korbanot. What's the bottom line? Minalan. How do we know that he's mitame also Adam? That he's not only mitame begadim. Kedetanya. The Bishwam and Yochai Omer. The Emar kibus begadim bime sefuro. It says that he has to put his clothes in the mikveh during the second seven days of his counting. Ve'ne'emar kibus begadim bime haluto. And it says that he has to dip his clothes in the mikveh during the confirmation 7 days, the first 7 days. So we make a gezerah shava. Ma le'alam mitame Adam. Just like in his confirmation state, the first 7 days is Mitame Adam, Afkan, Mitame Adam. So too, in the second 7, he's Mitame Adam. So basically, it's just a Gezerah Shava between the first 7 and the last 7. Amar Bir Azar, Gadol Ose Sedakah Baseter. Great is a person that does Sedakah in private. Baseter, he does it discreetly. Yoter B'Moshe Rabbeinu is even greater in a certain way. Then Moshe Rabbeinu, well, it says over there when the Het Ha'egel, the Jewish people worship the golden calf. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Ki yagorti mipnei ha'af ve'achema. Af and Chema are two bands of angels that bring trouble to the world. One band of angels is called the angels of Af, and one is called Chema. Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Egel, was concerned about the Af and the Chema. Ve'ilu be'oseh sedakah. What does it say about people that give sedakah? Ketiv matan baseter. Those people that give sedakah discreetly, yichfeh Af. It's able to even subdue the Af. And now that the shohad, Shohad means when a person's bribing, but over here it's a good bribe. You're bribing, meaning you're giving tzedakah to the aniyim, b'hek, when you do it in hek. Hek is in private, which means you do it in a seter way. Hema aza. It's able to minimize even hema, which is another band of bad angels. So you see what? Moshe Rabbeinu, after the egel, was worried, ki yagorti mipnei ava hema. But tzedakah baseter yichpeh af and chema as well. Yeah. So you see that it's able to minimize both items. Ufnigad Rabbi Yitzchak. But this is arguing against Rabbi Yitzchak. Tamar Rabbi Yitzchak af kofeh. Yeah, it's only tzedakah baseter is able to subdue af. Because it says matan baseter yichpeh af. However, chema eno kofeh. But chema, no. Why? Shneimar v'shohad b'chek chema aza. Afal pish shohad b'chek. The end of the pasuk is to be learned like this. Even though you gave money privately to somebody without, you know, baseter, chema aza. The anger is still strong. Which means chema doesn't go away. Chema remains. So according to the first opinion, he's learning the pasuk, matam baseter yichpeh af, and not only af, but the shohad b'chek, also chema azal, takes away everything. Takes away chema and af. The second rabbi learns it differently. Matamba said, yichpe af. But when you give shohad, when you give a tzedakah b'chek privately, still chema azal. The chema does not go away. Comes the Gemara, Ika de Amre, Amar be Yitzchak, Kol Dayan, Shenotel, Shohad, the Amre. We have another version, Amar be Yitzchak, Kol Dayan. Any judge,
Shenotel Shohad, that takes bribery in private without anybody knowing, Levi Hema Azza Leolam. He brings great anger, fierce anger to the world. To the Emad, the Shohad Bahek, the judge that takes Shohad in his pocket. Hema Azza. So according to this, the first part of the Pasuk was talking about charity basetit. The second part of the Pasuk was talking about bribery basetit. Two different items. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Anybody that gives money to a poor person, automatically they get six blessings. And if you appease him as well, which means not only give him tzedakah, but you say a nice word to him to make him feel good, you give him good words, so they get an additional 11 berachot. Now, how are we going to know this over here? Okay, there's different ways of learning over here. Let's read the Tosfot for a second. V'hamefaisobet v'anim itbarech b'yud alef, the bottom Tosfot. Yesh magim v'anoten perutah l'anim v'hamefayeso. Some learn, you did both. If you give money plus piyus, then you get the 11. V'shuk demash maleh dekla ayri b'noten tzadakat aktiv v'tefok v'anam v'avishech, which we'll see. Yeah, that's one way of learning. Another way of learning is two different items. Some say if you give tzedakah, that's six. If you don't give tzedakah, you just appease him verbally, you get 11. Right? It's a different... A different item, which means he's learning over here. Rabbi Yitzchak medaber ashnem mikrim nifradim. Hanotem perutah la'ani. Without piyus, he gets six. V'amefayeso bedvarim ve'eno noten. So he gets 11. But a guy that does piyus with tzedakah, he gets 17. He gets altogether 17. I once heard a derasha from Rechav Avadia Yosef. We say the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Ha lachma anya. Ha is gematria 6. He aleph. Ha lachma. When you give tzedakah lachma bread, ha. An, when you answer him, meaning you give him piyus, ya, yud aleph. You get 11 berachot. And when you do both, then you get 17. How do they know this? From the Pesukim. Hanoten peruta alani mitparech v'shesh berachot dichtiv. It says in the mitzvah of tzedakah, the Pesuk in Yeshaya, halo paros, I'm going to read you the whole Pesuk and I'm going to count it for you. Halo paros l'ra'av l'chmecha v'ani mirudim tabibah. Give money to the poor people and give clothes to the people that are needy. Ki tere aron v'chesito. What does it say in the Pesuk? Az yibaka kashar orecha. V'aruchat means you're going to be bright like the sun. You're going to be healed. Your charity will go in front of you. The glory of God will gather you. You will call to God and God will answer you. And God will say, I am here to do your will. So those are six berachot. And if you give him an appeasement, you get 11 berachot. If you remove from you, or you let out of you, from your soul, nice words, in order to appease his hunger, benefesh na'ana, and a soul that is in torture, tespia, you satiate it with good words, with good speech, then what does the Pasuk say? 11. Look at the 11 now. Bezarach b'choshech orecha. That's one. V'afilatecha b'saoraim. V'nachacha Hashem tamid. V'esbiya b'sasachot nafshecha. Continue, because the Gemara just stops there. Your bones will be strong. You will be like a fertile garden. And you will have a fertile water, like a wellspring. They will build from you buildings that will last forever. All these berachot come from somebody that appeases the Anib. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, it says in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. My dikti, what does it mean in the Pasuk in Mishle? Rodef tzedakah v'chesed. If a person runs after tzedakah and chesed, yimsa, what will he find? Hayim, life, tzedakah v'chavod, charity and honor. The Gemara says, Mishum de rodef tzedakah yimsa tzedakah. What does that mean over here? If a person gives money to an Ani, he's going to end up needing tzedakah? What kind of reward is that? It says, Rodef tzedakah yimsa tzedakah. Who wants that? If I give tzedakah, the reward is that he'll become an ani and he'll get tzedakah. That's no reward. Ela lomar lecha. Kol harodef achar tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzi lo ma'ot ve'oseh b'hem tzedakah. If a person runs after tzedakah, God will give him money to give tzedakah. Which means if a person really wants to give charity, Borei Olam will make him rich.
and put him in a position to give tzedakah. So the tzedakah is coming from God to the person that always is rodef tzedakah. He has good intentions. He doesn't have so much money, but he always wants to give. But Bnei Olam says, you're rodef tzedakah, guess what? Yimtza tzedakah. You will find tzedakah, meaning money, in order to give. Gemara says another interpretation. Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamsilo Bnei Adam Amhuganim La'asot Naim Tzedakah Kedei Lekabel Alehem Sachar. God is going to provide for the person that wants to give tzedakah, that his money should go to people that are proper recipients, in order he should get reward. Because not always does a person give it tzedakah to people that are worthy. Sometimes a person gives it to a crook. There are people that are fakers.
You don't get a reward for that?
Not the same reward as you gave to somebody that was hagun. Not as the same one that you get as hagun. So therefore the Gemara says, if you really want to give tzedakah l'shem shamayim, Borei Olam will make sure that the money goes to people that are proper recipients, hagunim. And the Gemara tells a story. La'apukemai, what is it coming to exclude? La'apukem medarash rabba, from Rabbah's derasha. Dedarash rabba, my dikti, what is it saying? The pasuk in Yirmiyah, there he was cursing the people of Anatot that were trying to kill him. Yirmiyah was under siege by the Jewish people. So he cursed them. What did he curse them? V'yiyu mukshalim lefaneka, they should trip up. How should they trip up? Be'et apecha, God, at the time of your anger, ase bahim, do for them. אמר ירמיה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם אפילו בשעה שכופין את יצרן even when these people have ענתות they'll control their יצרנה ומבקשים לעשות צדקה לפניך and they're going to will to give צדקה הקשילם trip them up בבני אדם שאינם מהוגנים let them give the צדקה to people that are unworthy כדי שלא יקבלו עליהם שכר so they are not going to get the reward. So therefore you see that if a person has a shalom doesn't give the money to people that aren't worthy. Now that's talking about over here, he says, Shema Shavru Shena Sakalanotim when you don't get reward, Zeu Davka Kashir Yod Imbo Shenu Hagun. Or when they know that they're not hagun. Which means they know they're shady characters and they give the money anyway. Avano ten tzedakah to a guy who doesn't know. And it turns out that he's not a goon. Yes, to sachar, because he had good, he had kavana. Like the Gemara says, "Hashav la'asot mitzvah, v'ne'enas v'lo asah." Kodesh Baruch Hu machshivo kilu asah. But if a guy knows that they're shady characters and they end up giving the money to these people anyway, they're not going to get any credit. What also, therefore, but Yirmiyah prayed that even when they have an intention to give, put people in front of them that are not good. And they'll end up giving it to these people, it seems, knowingly. And therefore, they're going to lose their reward. Now, these people over here, of Anatot, they were the Shaim Gemurim. And they were never Lashem Shamayim. Because they gave the money to people that were not Hagunim. So therefore, they had no mitzvah bichlal. Okay, we'll stop over here. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.